Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue. Very excited about having our good friend Dave Anderson back on. 17-year member of our Brain Trust. How about that? Yeah, he's one of our top experts in helping you and me become better leaders as CEOs of our small business. He's written all the important books on the topic, something under 100 books. They're sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. Unstoppable is one of them. How to Run Your Business by the Book.
Political correctness was back.
Sticking 2005,
I thought it was bad.
I know, sticking his finger in the political correctness, and I've loved talking about that ever since. We helped him launch that on the show because everybody knows I am the arch enemy of political correctness, Dave. The older I get, the more I become so. Hey, Dave, one of the things that, in your new book, Intentional Mindset, Developing Mental Toughness and a Killer Instinct, this reminded me of years ago. I confiscated the term from somebody else about eating what you kill.
Yeah.
And this is right back when political correctness was just kind of getting started. And I actually had people tell me that was not a really nice thing to say. You know,
there are a lot of soft people out there.
I know. And they said, oh, that's not very nice. I said, but it's a hell of a metaphor, isn't it?
Does it get the point across?
Yeah.
Is there anything
that you're confused about that, right?
People aren't appreciative of that much clarity in their lives anymore. They just shun truth. Clarity scares them.
It's a little too much reality for them, isn't it, Dave?
It is indeed.
Yeah. And of course, that's people like you and me, curmudgeons like you and me, we get off on helping people gain that kind of clarity, right? I mean, we don't care. We want to wake them up a little bit. So let's talk about these critical traits that you write about and that you've been working on a lot. You say that there are 10 of them and that we can master. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, in the book Intentional Mindset, the whole objective, it kind of picks up where Unstoppable left off.
Right.
It's about being intentional, which means on purpose, building the right mindset. Most people don't. They leave it up for grabs. And I list 10 traits in the book, Jim, to where if you will intentionally work on developing these traits, they fuel both killer instinct and mental toughness. And let me just differentiate, because I've been teaching this in seminars, and they say, well, aren't they the same thing, killer instinct and mental toughness? And they're not. I mean, killer instinct, I say, gets you started. Mental toughness gets you finished.
Mm-hmm.
You know, killer instinct is about attacking that goal. There are a lot of people that start a lot of things, but when it gets tough, it takes too long, it disappoints.
They get bored.
Mental toughness. Yeah, they get bored. They don't get instant results. You know, there's no instant payback.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have the mental toughness to fight through and get it. So these traits are basic traits. Everybody knows what they are. But I've grouped them together, and there's a chapter on each one, you know, to intentionally work on. And I give 7 aspects of each trait to work on. I give a grading scale to grade yourself on in the book, to spend a week on each trait. It's a 70-day course after reading the book that helps you take what you learned and really look in the mirror. We're not worried about how anybody else does with these traits. Looking in the mirror and evaluating yourself in the 7 aspects of this trait for a consecutive week. It's a very intentional process to get more hungry and attack more goals, but to actually stick with them. And so you have goals, you have traits like attitude and character and competitiveness. Now, competitiveness, though, in the book is primarily competing with who you were yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You see, a lot of people think
not, not, that, not, don't, before you go competing with somebody else, Stop competing with yourself. It's another way I think you're saying of what I call getting out of your own way.
Absolutely. What good does it do you to be better than someone else performance-wise than you used to be? Or if you're not growing, I think that's a false sense of accomplishment. I've seen salespeople in the car business. They used to sell 40 cars a month. Now they sell 20. That's half as good as they were. Everybody else is selling 15, and they're still pounding their chest like they're Superman, and they're half as good as they used to be.
Right.
It's the wrong measurement. So the true measure of excellence is not that you're better than someone else, but is, are you better than you were yesterday? Do you have a better attitude? Did you make better character choices and so forth? And so
that's
my
exactly
take on
right.
competitiveness is a little different.
Self-analysis and introspection will help you get there. And as the Bard said 500 years ago, this above all, to thine own self be true. 22, right back with Dave Anderson. His new book is called Intentional Mindset, and it's another awesome one.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.